with Professor Peter Lynham.
Hello there. How is it going?
Not bad, not bad, mate. Always good to catch you on a Monday. How's things?
Excellent. Well, no, not great. Got a sore tooth, but never mind.
You've got a sore tooth?
Ooh.
Yes, but I tell you what, painkillers can do wonders.
Oh, yeah. Just grab something with a Pam. Anything with a Pam on the end of it, mate. Don't worry about it.
Right. That's right. That'll do the trick, yes. So, is the Pope guilty or not is the big question today.
Oh, I can answer that real quick for everyone. Yep.
Yeah.
Guilty as. What was the question, though, like specifically?
So, one of his former cardinals, Archbishop Vigano, an Italian, has written this extraordinary 11-page letter accusing the Pope of hiding, knowing perfectly well that Archbishop McCarrick of Chicago was guilty of abuse of a child back in the 1980s, knew about it, and whereas Pope Benedict had removed him from office, Pope Francis did not keep the controls tight on him, and therefore Francis is guilty as hell and ought to be removed. He ought to resign in shame.
Is it the same? But haven't we got a new pope now? What? How does that work?
Yes, right. Yes, so this is Francis.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is Francis being accused.
All right.
Being told that he's, you know, Benedict was bad enough, but Francis, his behaviour is infinitely worse. So Vigano says. And in his Sunday sermon on Sunday, the Pope possibly made the matters worse for himself by saying that the great accuser was active. The great accuser being Satan, was active in stirring up malicious talk these days, and we just all have to pray that the great accuser does not get the ear of good, faithful Catholic people.
Now, Peter, I realize this is a church thing, but isn't blaming something on the devil a pretty weak excuse?
Yeah, indeed it is. Indeed it is. This is not a very good explanation, I think. Mind you, the Pope spoke very obliquely. He could have been, goodness knows what he was blaming on the devil. You know, the great accuser is abroad, working mischief. I'm sure he is. Whether more at the moment, I don't know. I'm not fully conversant with his activities. But, yeah, that doesn't strike me as a very adequate answer.
The devil, the devil. It sounds a little bit Donald Trumpy, eh? Like, oh, it's fake news, kind of piss off, mate.
It does. Yeah. I mean, it's a mighty interesting question, though, because Vigano, if you look him up on Wikipedia, it's a very interesting story around. I hadn't read the story of Vigano himself until this afternoon. I sat down and read through, and as Wikipedia fills in the story, not always a reliable source, I grant you, but it can piece together some bits and pieces that aren't very clear. Vigano is one of the Catholic conservatives who are convinced that Francis is out to destroy the church.
Ooh, and I like that. I like it.
Although this is a bit oblique, This is one way to get rid of Vigano, you see. One way to get rid of Francis. He'll shame Francis into resigning by showing that the great reformer is not acting rightly anyway, that the great reformer is, in fact, simply messing up the church by what he's doing and is so busy being high and mighty and accusing everybody of not looking after the gay people. But in fact, Francis is busy protecting the sexual abusers. Now, Vigano, you see, was a papal advisor.
A what?
He was a papal advisor. He was in the Vatican.
Okay.
He had a very significant office before 2011, in charge of the sort of governing body, the sort of administrative arm. And he was pulled out of there and sent off to be the papal delegate in the United States. And there he would have been privy to what was done towards McCarrick as a U.S. Archbishop. And he was certainly played a role. Do you remember when Pope Francis visited the US that he met up with the woman who, Kim Davis, this is the woman who wouldn't marry people even though she was instructed to by the government office to issue marriage licenses, and as a good Catholic woman, she'd refused to do it. And
was this a public meeting or a private meeting?
It was a private meeting, but much noticed by the media during Francis' first visit to the States as Pope. And this was him taking sides, though it turned out that Kim Davis was a dodgy reputation. And Vigiano had set up that meeting.
Well, they painted it that way.
Yeah, well, perhaps so. But Vigiano obviously felt that the church was refusing to take the conservative and safe side in lots of issues, and Francis was doing great damage to the church that he knew. And so he reached the age 75 at which all cardinals are required and bishops are required to submit their letter of resignation at the age of 75.
Oh, 75 knockoff.
Yeah, that's right. Unless you're Pope, it doesn't apply to you.
If you're Pope, you can Pope on until you...
Yeah, that's right, until you choose.
They just put fresh oxygen into that clear box and then keep them mint condition.
Peter, I just...
They don't always stay mint condition, yes.
Peter, I just...
Or creased enough.
I've had something pop into my head which... Yes. I was just curious about. Now, if the Pope ever came down to New Zealand... how hard would it be for me to get a one-on-one meeting with the Pope?
Virtually impossible.
You think so?
Absolutely impossible.
If I could I put in a bit of legwork?
Your legwork is clearly that you try and get the Catholic bishop, somewhere around here to arrange it. But what you'd confront would be, on the other side, Vatican officials would come with the Pope, and they'd try to make sure that the Pope didn't go AWOL.
Right. See? Yeah, he tends to want it down the casino and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. We can't have the Pope doing things like that, because just imagine if the photographer's got a picture like that. And so that's why they want to keep... They don't know your reputation, which is, of course, unsullied. Mm. And if they don't know your reputation, they want to keep the Pope away from you. Of course, Francis is very hard to control because he likes going AWOL. He kind of likes doing stuff that startles people, and he's Pope.
Well, I think he's finding the rest of his constituents hard to control as well. So
suddenly the Pope's in woman's
stay again.
Okay,
but if you're over the age of 80, it's pretty
you're not doing
hard
much,
to make your own choices.
Right,
mostly you're going to be led by the hand, and the one thing he's mostly done is just got on the telephone.
Right.
Because they seem not to be able to control his use of the telephone.
A Pope phone.
Yes, so that's kind of the area. But I think probably what is going on in this case, it's spectacular.
It's, when man, they're guilty somebody, as. It's just all bad. It's all bad, Peter. I'm sorry.
I think there's a real case here. And the Pope said that the Vatican has just got it in for him, and I think he has.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't mean you didn't do it, you know? whatever.
The problem is that Pope Francis is inclined... I mean, isn't anybody in a church bound to believe the story of their old mates, the cardinals and archbishops and bishops, over the abuse? Because the abuse never looked good.
Right, yeah.
And that's the problem. That's the heart of the problem. I doubt if they can force Francis to retire, but, I mean, can the church really clean up its own act? And I think that's
it must
the
be.
Question.
What about if you can just keep poping along, or if you just go a little bit nutty in the head, can't they? They'll be like, look, mate,
many a pope has gone nutty.
Oh, really? Hey, just another question, real quick question about the Vatican. Like, I don't know anything really about it, but I was just curious. Is there can you Airbnb a place in the Vatican and stay the night in the Vatican or anything?
No, you can't. But I mean, you can go to a fair bit of the Vatican, but most of it is off ground.
Okay, unless you're Tom Hanks and some.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I mean, certainly there are ways to get introductions to walk around in the Vatican grounds, but basically, the nearest you can get to the Vatican museums. Anybody can go into Vatican territory, but only into the museums, really, essentially.
Oh, I see. Okay. Churches. I was wondering if you could get a romantic Vatican experience.
Yeah, well,
stay the night
nice
in the Vatican.
It, yes, but I don't.
Lock the door.
I'd quite like to see some of the other stuff, but I think actually the library. I think I've probably got a better chance than you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I could claim that I want to see some historic documents.
Yes, for you writing a book
and
or something.
And they're in the Vatican libraries, and as you well know from various films, the Vatican libraries are.
It's of great importance.
Exciting opportunities for conspiracy and romance. Yes.
All right. Hey, Peter, very insightful, as always. Thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon, and we'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Pleasure.
Thanks, bud.
Bye.